Yes, indeed. There's a light right here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah all across the nation at 866-972-7247. We're so glad to be connecting with all of you, and we're really glad to be having a guest with us in this second half hour. So if you're on hold, we are going to get to your phone calls at 866-972-7247. And we are going to take a moment and check in with our resident astrologer, Stacy Holler. Stacy, every month, joins us to let us know what the energies of the planets and all the things going on are doing to each one of us and how they impact us favorably and sometimes not so favorably, so we can navigate the twists and turns on the map of life. So we're going to see if we've got Stacy on the line. I know things have been a little weird here tonight with our connections. Stacy, are you with us?
I am with you.
Great. Thank God somebody's answering. So good to have you back, Stacy.
It's been an interesting night, I know, but you know, your messages are still getting through to us loud and clear.
Yes.
And now we want to take a look at what the heck is going on this month, right? It's like the summer is over, and could you believe it's September?
I can't believe it. And it's going so quickly, too.
Very quickly. So we're kicking off the fall with an eclipse season. So the full moon this Sunday is also a lunar eclipse, which is kind of like a supercharged full moon, much more powerful. And the new moon on September 21st is also an eclipse, which also makes that new moon so much more powerful. So we want to take a look this month and see how these strong energies, where in our lives they're affecting us, where do we need to make changes. Of course, in the background, we have Saturn, who retrograded back into Pisces. So we're all feeling some of that Saturn responsibilities, pressures, very much about karmic lessons. So we're all feeling different energies, but I think when we take a look at where the moons are this month, it might help us at least know where we need to focus.
I think everyone could use some focus, and I know a lot of people are going kind of through some difficult times. I'm talking to so many people, Stacy, mm-hmm. and they're being challenged in their lives and even challenged with technology, like almost like it's a Mercury retrograde without it being. Not just because we experienced something here tonight. I'm really seeing it across the board with lots of individuals.
Well, it's not a coincidence that Uranus went into retrograde. Well, it's going into retrograde this Saturday. And Uranus, too, could affect technology. Now rules Aquarius, so that's what we're feeling, some of that. We're that, you know, the major planets that give us the overall heavy-duty pushes in our evolution are moving into retrograde, so it's like a wake-up call for us. And when Saturn goes into Pisces retrograde, Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, and it's kind of cleanup time. So it's like, all right. So I'd say, look at where those pressures are in your life. There is a message. There is a karmic lesson there that is calling your attention. And figuring out what that is sometimes could allow us to be able to move forward. But it's not easy for most people right now.
It's challenging.
So we ready to take a look at where our moons are, where the eclipses are going to be getting to us this month?
Yes, we need to rock around the clock and see what we've got going on, and let's hit all the signs so everyone listening can pay attention and see what is going on in their personal houses.
So, and if you happen to know your rising sign, listen to that horoscope as well. For many people, your rising sign rings truer than your sun. So listen to both. So we're going to start at Aries. So we're going to start with the full moon in Pisces. That's the lunar eclipse that's coming up on Sunday. Now, for you, this eclipse and this full moon is what you've been working on behind the scenes. What's been going on inside? What challenges and emotional issues have you been working on, and you can get to release some of that. And the new moon for you the eclipse in Virgo, that's in your sixth house. So that's a time for you. You know, the moon, new moon is envisioning time. What do you want the next 6 months to look like? And for Aries, your focus is on your health and your habits. I heard you tell a caller, time to give up the cigarettes.
Yes.
That would be what you would want to look at the new moon here, too. Look at your daily routines and what you need to give up. Now, Taurus, this full moon coming up, that's in your 11th house. That's friends, groups, alliances. You know, full moons uncover hidden truths. Maybe you'll find out the group you're in isn't the group you want to be in. Or maybe some relationship or friendship, it's time to let go and you get some new revelation. Now, when the new moon comes in Virgo, and the new moon, by the way, everybody, is on the 21st of this month, for you, it's in your house of creativity and talents. So, Taurus, what projects do you want to work on? It could also be about a new romance, or it could be focused on children. Now, Gemini, this full moon on Sunday for you in Pisces, it's in your house of career. So some revelation, something uncovered, something you might need to let go of in an old role to open up for something in a new role, but the focus is on your career. And this new moon, what do you want to envision? What's coming for you in the next cycle? That focus is on home and family matters. So what do you want that to look like over the next 6 months on that new moon? Now, Cancer, the full moon for you, that lunar eclipse, is in your house of education and beliefs and travel. Maybe suddenly some plan might come into travel trip for you, or someone tells you about a fabulous new study, or you just completed some studies. Now, the new moon for you, that eclipse, is in your house of communications, writing. If you're thinking of starting writing a blog, that would be the time to do it. It's about your neighborhood, or it also could be envision your siblings. Maybe that relationship needs some new visioning and working on. Now, Leo, for you, the full moon this Sunday, that's all about your shared finances. Maybe there'll be some money coming in, or maybe it's time to reevaluate your shared assets and take a look at refinancing. Could also be about deep intimacy, so there might be a change, should I stay or should I go, in a very deep intimate relationship. Now, the new moon for you, that's in your house of money. So again, in the full moon, you're going to look at your shared money, Leos, and in the new moon, it's about your money, your income, your budgets. Time to take a look and see what you need to do over the next 6 months there. Now, Virgo, this full moon on Sunday for you is in your house of partnerships. That's the time for you to get clarity or closure on your most committed relationships, which could be personal or business. And the new moon for you, that's in the first house, all about you. Who do you want to be? Maybe shake up your identity a little bit. Now, Libra, the full moon for you this Sunday, that's in the sixth house. That's about everyday life, so it's a time for you to finally trigger those new routines or do that organization project you've been putting off for so long. And the new moon for you, that's in your house. That's the 12th house of healing, of spiritual beginnings. So if you're thinking about getting some holistic help or going on some meditation retreat, Libra, think about that on the new moon. Now, Scorpio, the full moon for you, that lunar eclipse is in your house of romance and creativity. So that project might come to fruition, or maybe just go out that night and see who you meet. Now, the new moon for you is in your house of friendships. So for you, it's also who do you want to be with? Maybe you want to get out and make some new connections, network with new people that could help you with your goals. Sag, the full moon for you this Sunday, in that house of home. If you've been dealing with a family matter, the full moon might give you some resolution there or some issues with your physical home. The new moon for you is in your 10th house, so that's career. Where do you want your career to be? Good time to start a job search. Envision what your next step is. Now, Capricorn, this full moon, this lunar eclipse, is in your 3rd house. So you should find closure in any kind of communication projects you've been working on or sibling matters. Some issues you've been dealing with, brothers or sisters, you could get some closure there on this full moon. The new moon for you is in your house of exploring the world. So Capricorn, think about where you want to travel. Think about publishing. Think about learning something new or studies. Aquarius, this full moon for you, lunar eclipse, is in your house of money. Time to figure out how money and your personal values align. Time to separate your emotional connections to your finances and figure out where you need to be. And Aquarians, the new moon for you is in your house of intimacy and shared resources and debts. Time to pay off some old things or restructure your shared assets. And Pisces, for you, the full moon in your sign is always then in the first house. That's about who you are and your identity. So you've been working on that for a while, and here is the culmination, Pisces. And the new moon for you is in your house of partnerships, collaborations, maybe a new business relationship, or maybe you're thinking about tying the knot. So there are opportunities here. And know with the eclipses, everything I said is supercharged. And a lot of this is tied to your karma and solving some old karma. So as hard as life is, we're really not victims. We have all of the above behind us helping us get through it. And we're going to put to bed some karma so we could move on and release it to grow. But it's not so comfortable when you're in it, right, Sarah?
It is not comfortable when you're in it. It gets overwhelming when you're in the middle of it. And that's how we lose our way in the map of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And that's why we now have GPSs. And we have many ways to get a map, but we have to ask.
We have to ask and we have to be still, right? And the minute we feel like we're stuck or we don't know what we're doing, people tend to panic. And we've been trained to feel like we have to do something, always do something. And sometimes we just have to be still. So this eclipse season, these energies of this lunar and solar eclipse that we are approaching, are they going to be affecting us, the energies, and where they hit us? Will it be lasting and impacting us for a span of a few months? How long does this energy stay with us?
Well, the new moon starts the new cycle. And then we come to that full moon on the other side in another sign in 6 months. So that's why it's important to envision that. Now, the full moon in Pisces on Sunday is the culmination of whatever you envisioned at the new moon back in March. That correlates to this six-month cycle. So there's always a new beginning. And in this month, too, you know, the full moon in Pisces, as I said, Pisces is the clearinghouse. This full moon is about releasing and what we need to let go to clear the way for the following new moon, where we get to say, okay, what's my next step? How can I rebuild? Where do I need to heal? How do I move forward? So they are continuing cycles. And on every new moon and full moon, we get to experience different things. And that's why we take a look at where in our lives is that going to affect us? What should I be looking at? Is this about the fight I've been having with my brother for the last 6 months? Is that what I need to deal with? Or is this about, you know, chasing a job that's not right for me? Or feeling tight on money? If it's hitting you Pisces and Saturn in the second house, figuring out what are your values and how is that attached to money? So know that the good news about cycles is that it's a cycle. And we get to do it again when it doesn't work. We have other opportunities, and it's fluid. But at every new moon, that's when, you know, it's the old division board. What do you want the next 6 months to look like? And when we talk about where in your life, that's where you have the more powerful energy to put out there.
Understood. Thank you for that clarification, Stacey. We greatly appreciate you're sharing with us every beginning of the month and just filling us in on what the planets hold in each astrology. And we appreciate your time. We're glad that we were able to make a connection with you. It's definitely been an interesting night, but we thank you for sharing your wisdom. And for those of you who are looking to know more about your astrological chart and what's going on and what you can expect, you can go to destinyinthestars.com. And there you'll find Stacey Holler's contact information as well as the information as to the different types of sessions that she offers. So again, go to destinyinthestars.com. Thank you so much, Stacy. We greatly appreciate you being with us tonight.
My pleasure, and I'll see you next month.
See you next month. Bye for now.